Council in Center Wellington is keeping their options open in terms of battery energy storage systems on prime agricultural land within the township. Following a previous meeting in which IPA Power presented one of the storage systems for Alora, staff were presented with a second proposal for prime ag land in Bellwood. While much of the discussion revolved around protecting ag land, Mayor Sean Waters says he sees the other side of the issue as well, a need to accommodate a rapidly growing population.
This is part of the dilemma here with power, is that we're going to need power to help facilitate the growth we have. We're going to project 1.5 million people, more everything that requires power to generate.
Janet Harrop, past president of the Wellington Federation of Agriculture, was on hand for the meeting Monday and says the soil would never recover from one of these systems being placed on it.
You have to put down a substrate, then you have to tamp it down, then you have to put concrete on, and then you're putting a 40-foot container on it, and then you're filling it with batteries. So it will never return to the agricultural fertility and full use as it was before.
Councillor Barb Evoy reiterated council's commitment to protecting prime ag land. Waters said council's decision to leave the door open for these applications is a preliminary move to many steps still to come.
It's not guaranteed that this is going to happen, but I hadn't killed it tonight. Even if we get selected, it still has to go through a process, both at the county level in terms of the ag piece and prime ag and all that kind of stuff. So it keeps the process alive for now.
After much debate and a poll of staff, council voted in favor of a municipal council support resolution for both IPA Power and the secondary application from Electra Energy Solutions. The proposals will return to council at a future meeting. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.